You're listening to Good Sentences, the podcast that's guaranteed to tickle your literary ear holes and make you wish you'd listened to dear old mom when she said to put down those lawn darts and learn how to read. And now, here are your hosts, neither of whom listened to dear old mom. This is Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
Well, it appears we are once again on the air. Somehow they allowed us back on, the air gods. And I'm not sure how we made it through, probably because we use different names and people can no longer see our faces, so they can't prove a thing.
I'm not copping to anything, man.
Who are you again?
That's for me to know. Both of our names are in the really cool intro.
A bit of a giveaway, but
yeah.
Who's going to put two and two together? I mean, I certainly wouldn't.
No. Unlike most of the people on the internet, I'm stupid.
It was like I was telling you the other day where I was talking about my social media woes and how I disappeared for a few months, I guess it was. It was good in many ways, but one of the reasons why was because I was able to assume that everybody I knew was smart.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're on social media, Facebook, et cetera, it's quickly becomes clear that most people aren't.
No, really. They are the polar opposite. Yes,
I would rather assume that my acquaintances think like I do.
Right. or that they think, period.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yes. If they think differently, that they might actually be able to defend their point of view, for example.
Definitely.
Without
and bring something
names.
To the table that would augment the whole.
Yeah, I have nothing against a well-reasoned argument, whether I agree with it or not.
Instead of just proving that you are a whole.
Right. What, I don't remember who did the quote about, it's better to let people think you're an idiot than open your mouth, or to remain silent and let people think you're an idiot rather than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
That's smacks of Ben Franklin, if I'm not 100%. It's either Ben Franklin or Henny Youngman, one of those two. Let's talk about the title of our podcast. Did we go for about an hour and a half trying to come up with a title that someone isn't already using, or was it longer? It seemed somewhere between an hour and a lifetime.
Yeah, it was one evening we were going back and forth on Messenger, and it wasn't a constant, like when we had to run around and do other things. But throughout the course of this entire evening, we would send back little ideas about titles for the podcast, and then the other person would go look it up and say, actually, there's already a podcast by that very name.
Right.
So yeah, we went back and forth for a really long time trying to come up with a decent name. We came up with a lot of decent names, but other people had them prior to us having them, or they were really fast at creating a bunch of podcasts.
Right.
And were tapped into our
listening to us.
Right. Oh, there's a good one. Let's thwart them in their efforts. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened.
We're pretty certain that a certain author has bugged both of our houses and gets not only all his writing ideas, but apparently podcast ideas before we even get to bring them to light.
Yeah, no, he's really branching out in his efforts to cause us grief. And you have to admire his level of energy. I don't know where he finds the time, to be honest. All the books that he's publishing but not writing.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely not, taking away from his writing time to do this to us.
Right. So, yeah, we can a lot of different names. None of them would work for a variety of reasons. And I was getting desperate, so I started going through quotes by writers, trying to find some little nugget that I could pluck out of there and use as a title, and I came across this quote by Sylvia Plath. Let me think clearly and brightly. Let me live, love, and say it well in good sentences. Good sentences. I like it. So I sent that to Scott, and he's like, that's the worst idea I've ever heard, but I'm really tired, so let's go.
Exactly.
So that's what we went with. So you are listening now to the inaugural episode of Good Sentences. And those of you who may think our voices sound familiar, well, you're not as crazy as your parents might think you are, because you may have heard us before on a little show called The Games and Writers Show
that
ran for, I don't even remember how long this thing went, and I don't remember when I started it.
It was like one day you were talking about it, and the next day you were like 20 interviews deep.
Right.
So.
Yes. I have a problem, which is, well, I have many problems, but one of them is having an idea and becoming so excited about it that I dive headfirst and it quickly very quickly gets away from me. Yep. And this was no exception. It wasn't just a podcast. It was like a video, almost like a TV episode. And I was trying to do this 3 times a week. I was trying to do all of that, and it was absurd. Yeah. Not only am I not qualified to do all of these jobs, but I don't have that much time. And it quickly led to burnout, even though the show was a hell of a lot of fun, made a lot of good connections. You know, it wasn't something that was sustainable for me.
No.
Near to the end of season one, I was thinking about wrapping that season up anyway. And then there was a rather unfortunate incident. I don't need to go through it all again, but suffice to say, there were people who took issue with something I posted, demanded I take it down, and I said, no, I will not take it down. And they weren't used to people saying no to them, so they attempted to bully me into taking it all down. And I felt, you know, I'm not taking it down, but I also don't feel like dealing with your nonsense. And so I just like, you know what, I'm taking a break from this, and decided to focus on getting myself back in order, because not only did the show take up a lot of time, it, of course, took away time from all of my other interests, one of which was writing, one of which was reading, for God's sake. I didn't even have time to read. So I was able to rediscover my love of these various things and get grounded and take a breath and all of that good stuff.
You also remembered you had a wife and 2 children.
Right. I looked around like, what are these other 3 people doing?
Who are you guys?
Or maybe probably more accurate, they found out they had a father and a husband.
Yeah, right. Why, it's not Robinson Crusoe after all. It's just Dad.
Yeah, I came out of the studio looking like clothes are all raggedy and hanging off me, unshaven, which I already am, but like beard even down more, to my belly.
Right. And there's seaweed hanging out of your beard and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it was insane. But now I feel human again. You know, the thing about doing various things, and even if it turns out to not be what you thought it was going to be, as long as you're willing to learn from it, you always come away having learned lessons, having gained that experience. And again, if you're willing to learn from it, you can take all of those things and turn that knowledge and experience into something different and hopefully even better.
Right.
Which brings us full circle to good sentences. You may have noticed this is an audio only, so you won't have to look at us.
Believe me, you'll thank us for that if you ever see.
I feel like our listenership may increase exponentially. Like, oh, we don't have to look at them anymore. Oh, fine, I'll subscribe to that. And one of the other things I wanted to mention about the new podcast is that it will going to attempt and endeavor to make it a lot more focused than the Games and Writers Show was. One of the issues with the Games and Writers Show is that it went through a lot of different changes very quickly.
Very quickly,
and
yep.
Nobody could keep up with them, including myself. Like it literally started. All I wanted to do was play video games with other writers and stream it.
Yep.
And it spun
thus
out of control within the space of about 30 minutes.
Yep.
And went crazy. And so it expanded quickly, and just not only did the title end up not making a lot of sense, but we had a lot of people on there from a lot of various walks of life, all of whom were great guests, by the way.
Yep.
And you'll be hearing some of those shows again, repackaged and offered to you in the new format. But it ended up without a lot of focus. And that's one thing I want to address with a new podcast, is making sure that people know what they're going to get when they tune in. You're like, oh, this is called Good Sentences. Clearly, it's about books. It's about writing. It's about literature and all that good stuff. So that's what we're going to try to bring to you on a semi-regular basis. Now, the other change that we're going to do is I really don't want to have a set schedule for releasing these podcasts.
We're not going to do 20 a week?
Right. Well, maybe 19. Well, you know, I want to do it semi-regularly, and I want to keep at it, but I don't want to put the pressure on us to produce, oh my God, it's Saturday, I've got to do an episode, blah, but life has happened, and then you feel bad about it afterward, and none of that stuff. So this is supposed to be fun for us, it's supposed to be fun for the listeners, and I don't want it to become a burden. You know, because as you know, things, you start making them your job and they become very cumbersome. I'm like, I got to do this. And it's not fun anymore. And
that's I hate working.
As do I. Funny how we're thrown together so often.
Yes, God, indeed. Indeed. And you know, I think it might bear a little explaining that about the only topic Craig and I truly feel qualified to talk about is writing and books and all things in that realm, because basically basically that's our background. That's how we met one another. And, you know, that's how our partnership has developed over the years. And I'm not claiming that, well, I'm not claiming that Craig is a good writer, but
nobody would.
No, I'm not, you know, saying that we're here sitting up high talking to everyone down low. This is right. how it goes. But, you know, I certainly think there's experiences that we've had that we can share that someone who might, you know, be an aspiring writer could say, oh, I never looked at it that way, you know, or yeah, I looked at it that way. And boy, are these two stupid, you know,
that's okay.
Whatever, whatever it might do for you. If we can get you thinking at all and maybe, you know, hike up your writing a little bit, then all the better.
Yeah, that's a good point you make, Scott.
That's why I make the big bucks.
I meant to look through the contract and I was like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Just signed it and I'm sending it back to you. So I'm sure you wouldn't do me dirty, would you, Scott?
No, never, never, never. I'm lawyer.
No, but it's a good point that this podcast, when we are talking about writing, we're not going to be talking to you, but it's going to be more talking about writing and I want you to feel as if like the listeners are part of the conversation. Like we're not going to be up here lecturing you about how things really ought to be done. This is not an instructional podcast.
Right.
The tone is always going to be light. Not to say we won't ever address serious issues, but we don't want it to ever start taking itself so seriously
right.
that people feel like they're going to school to tune in. We're here to have fun. We want you to have fun. And when it stops being fun, then Scott is fired.
That's it. So it's been great. And
it suddenly became unfun.